Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
How would you feel about a free workplace health check? In the UK, the NHS are rolling out health checks across several workplaces and are describing it as the MOT for middle-aged people. I think it might need a sexier title. In doing so, they say it could stamp out waiting lists and save NHS time in the long run. But should we consider doing the same here? Well, I'm joined by Janice Morrissey from the Irish Heart Foundation. Janice, you're very welcome.
Hello, good afternoon.
So should Ireland follow suit? So, you know, sort of prevention is better than cure, not waiting for the crisis, highlighting through checks what might be wrong.
Absolutely. So in Ireland, we know that, for example, in relation to blood pressure, we compared to other countries in Europe, we have one of the lowest rates of awareness and detection of high blood pressure. So there's loads for us to do to really understand how much people are at risk of heart disease and stroke. And earlier last year, the Irish Heart Foundation launched the Before Damage is Done campaign, exactly that message: prevention is better than cure. And the thing about high blood pressure is that it's often called the silent killer because it's symptomless. The only way to know if you have high blood pressure is to go and get it checked by a healthcare professional. And the good news is that if you are found to have high blood pressure, once diagnosed, it's easily treated. So really getting to grips with your heart health and your risk of heart disease before damage is done. And this is not just about heart health. This is also about other organs. So high blood pressure also is a cause of dementia, kidney disease, and some forms of blindness as well.
So I suppose this NHS programme makes it easier for people, because often we put these checks on the long finger and say, well, I must make an appointment with the GP, or I must do this, and then we don't. So having something rock up to the car park of where you work kind of cuts that a little bit. And I know we do have certain checks, like maybe blood donation can happen, that Breast Check Ireland go around every now and then with their mobile vehicle. So I suppose we know the concept, but until we have health checks like this, should we be seeing our doctors more regularly to check where everything is before we feel symptoms?
Well, in fact, many people are actually eligible for a free annual check with their GP now. In recent years, the HSE has launched this chronic disease management programme to pick up people at risk and to help them to manage chronic diseases like heart disease and stroke. So if you have a GP visit card or a medical card, you're already entitled to a free annual check. So I'd recommend talking to your doctor and seeing if you're eligible for that. And of course, many of our local pharmacies offer blood pressure checks as well for a small amount. So that also helps to kind of break down the barrier in terms of having a check. And then the Irish Heart Foundation's own mobile health unit, we go out into local communities doing free blood pressure checks, trying to break down those barriers and making health checks accessible. And one of the workplaces that we go to is Farmers Mart. So the mart is the workplace of the farmer, and farmers are 7 times more likely to die of heart disease and stroke than other occupational groups. So they're at extreme risk of heart disease. So we pick up a lot of high blood pressure, a lot of high cholesterol, and refer people onto their GP at that point as well.
Brilliant. Janice Morrissey there from the Irish Heart Foundation. I want to bring in Maura Grasic, CEO of Peninsula Ireland. Maura, would there be an issue between your workplace and your health information? Would employers get access to that?
Good afternoon, Claire. I mean, ultimately, this whole thing is based around consent and what the employee wants to actually share with their employer. So, you know, you could bring in the reviews, etc., but the employee would not necessarily be obliged to share them with the employer. And it could be quite risky to do so if that was the case, because obviously we have our equality legislation, which protects people in certain categories. And one of those could be around somebody's health and their ability to be able to do the job if an employer was making that decision based on this health assessment.
Yeah, and that's something I was thinking about, because much of these checks with the NHS in the UK are around construction and hospitality. And I was thinking, if you're working in construction and you're found to have high blood pressure and to be at a higher risk of heart disease or stroke risk, there is an issue if that person is, say, climbing a crane. I mean, nobody wants to have an attack like that doing any manner of work. I'm not suggesting that, but there is a health and safety issue there, isn't there?
I mean, definitely there's a health and safety issue, and we do see some companies in Ireland offering that service to their employees. But ultimately, the employee needs to give the permission to the employer or to the medical assessor to share that information with the employer, that they, you know, it's confidential information, it's protected underneath data protection. So the employee needs to make that decision on whether or not they're going to share, if they're at risk of heart disease or any other type of illness, or if they actually do have some sort of disability. The employee needs to make that decision. And what we kind of see is that employers will try and promote employees to share information that may have an impact on their day-to-day work, so that they can put in place something that could facilitate or support them to continue to work, but in a safe environment.
And are there many organisations which require a health check before offering you a position?
Most companies will do a health check, but it's normally in relation to things like if they need to make adjustments in the workplace to facilitate it. Some kind of high risk industries, such as like mining, etc., somewhere that's got very high noise controls, that sort of thing, they may have some processes in relation to occupational assessment or occupational surveillance that they will put in place for their employers, but they're quite limited to the type of industries and they're very specific to what they are.
Okay, interesting. Moira Grassic, CEO of Peninsula Ireland, thank you very much for coming on. And we had Janice Morrissey also from the Irish Heart Foundation.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.